the Codex Alimentarius Commission. I have been asked to inform you that the declaration made by the European Community and its member states is contained in document LIM 2. I would draw attention to this declaration. I recognize the representative of the European Community.
Very briefly, it's a condition of European Community membership of the Codex Alimentarius that we outline the division of competence. And as you state, that's set out in LIM 2. But in summary, especially for colleagues who may not be familiar with this process, the European Community speaks or is represented on issues of community competence by the European Commission and on issues of member state competence by the Presidency of the European Union. Currently, the Czech Republic fulfills this role. From Wednesday, it rotates to the Kingdom of Sweden. So essentially, on issues relating to community competence, you will hear me speak. On issues of member state competence, you will hear my colleagues respectively from the Czech Republic and the Kingdom of Sweden speak. If there are any issues of clarification, we'll be happy to clarify. And finally, at first count this morning, we had 21 member states present in the room. This will increase as the week goes on. Thank you.
Thank you, Representative of the EC. We now move to the first item on our agenda, which is adoption of the agenda and any arrangements for the session. Mr. Secretary, please.
Thank you very much, Madam Chair. The relevant documents are Alinom 09321, the agenda of provisional agenda of our session, which was sent out to all members of the Commission in February. Then the provisional list of documents 09321A, Rep 1, and then document 09321B for the arrangements of the session. In according with the procedure manual, any member may, after dispatch of the provisional agenda, propose inclusion of specific items, or the Directors General of FAO WTO may do so. We did not receive any items for now. So, Madam Chair, I'd like to open the floor. You may open the floor if there are any comments on the provisional agenda. Thank you.
Thank you, Mr. Secretary. Are there any comments on the provisional agenda? Mexico, please.
Gracias, señora presidenta. Nada más para pedir que el tema de de distribución oportuna y simultánea de los reportes, así como extensión y contenido de los mismos, se ha incorporado al tema 11B de la agenda para su discusión, ya que este es un tema que fue mandado por el Comité Regional.
I'm sorry, Mexico, did you suggest 11B?
B de bueno.
thank you, Mexico. 11B, which is on the provisional agenda for this commission meeting, the evaluation of the capacity of the Codex Secretariat.
Yes.
Yes. Thank you, Mexico. If there's no objection, that topic will arise at other points as well, but I see no flags. All right. We will take that on. Thank you. Are there any other comments? I see no flags, and let me suggest that it is rather difficult to see, so probably need to do this for us to see. Thank you. The next item, having concluded Agenda 1, Item 2 is the report, my report to you on the conclusions of the Executive Committee, the 62nd session of the Executive Committee of the Commission, which met last week here in Rome. This document is Alinorm 09/32/3. You have received copies of this report, and I trust that you will take careful note of the Executive Committee's recommendations to you. You can be sure that as the items arise in our agenda, we will call to your attention the recommendations of the Executive Committee. What is most important for you to understand about the Executive Committee's meeting is the new spirit and resolve of the committee to act in a reasoned, logical, and consistent manner. As you know, the Commission has charged the Executive Committee with a very important activity, and this is the critical review function. This function has three key aspects. One aspect is the critical review of standards that are coming to the Commission for adoption at Step 8, or adoption as draft standards at Step 5. The committee's function is to ensure that these documents show consistency with Codex mandates and that all procedures have been followed properly. Although this first aspect of critical review is certainly important, I suggest that the second aspect of critical review is even more critical, and that is the committee's review of new work proposals that are to be presented to the Commission for approval. This review is so crucial because it establishes how we allocate our time and energy and resources for the future. This year, the Executive Committee showed an increased confidence and balance in its review of new work proposals, which is so important as the Commission obviously cannot do everything, and recommendations must be made about its work, about work that is truly important, most important, for the Commission to do. The Executive Committee must also make some judgment that the work is doable, and then so advise the Commission. The third aspect of critical review is the review of the progress of work in Codex subsidiary bodies. You will recall that the Commission has established for itself, in its strategic plan, the guidance that encourages committees to move draft standards as rapidly as possible through the STEP procedure. This guidance establishes that the Executive Committee should take corrective action in cases where a draft standard has not progressed in 5 years. The point of this aspect of critical review is that, again, Codex should spend its precious human and financial resources on standards that have a real likelihood of reaching final adoption. We cannot continue to endlessly discuss such matters with no progress year after year. Let me repeat that this year the Executive Committee showed increased confidence and balance in exercising its management function for advising the Commission on work. The Executive Committee is comprised of people who represent you. Members elected on a geographic basis are expected to act within the Executive Committee in the interests of the Commission in its entirety. Coordinators are expected to advise the Executive Committee on the views of their region. Together, these people have worked long and hard on your behalf for most of last week. They have worked to provide advice to you to help you with the decision-making tasks that you have before you this week. Please consider their recommendations seriously, and please thank them for their service. Indeed, let me introduce the Executive Committee members who served on your behalf last week. I will now announce in alphabetical order, by region, their names and ask each of them to stand and remain standing until all members have been announced, and then I suggest we give them a warm round of applause. Vice Chairman, Mr. Ben Manyindo of Uganda. Vice Chairman, Mr. Sanjay Dave of India. Vice Chairman, Mr. Knut Ostergaard of Denmark. Member-elect for Africa, Mr. Ousmane Touré from Mali. Member-elect for Asia, Dr. Yukiko Yamada from Japan, who cannot be with us this week, unfortunately. Member-elect for Europe, Mr. Bill Nock from the United Kingdom. Member-elect for Latin America and the Caribbean, Ms. Gabriela Catalani from Argentina. Member-elect for the Near East, Mr. Mahmoud Al-Zoubi from Jordan. Member-elect for North America, Ms. Deborah Bryanton from Canada. Member-elect for the Southwest Pacific, Mr. Raj Rajasekhar from New Zealand. Coordinator for Africa, Professor Samuel Sefa Dede from Ghana. Coordinator for Asia, Dr. Sunaria from Indonesia. Coordinator for Europe, Mr. Hans-Jörg Lehmann from Switzerland, who cannot be with us today. Coordinator for Latin America and the Caribbean, Ms. Ingrid Maciel from Mexico. Coordinator for Near East, Mr. Mohamed Chokri Rejeb from Tunisia. Coordinator for North America and Southwest Pacific, Dr. Viliami Toalei Manu from Tonga. Thank you very much. And thanks again to the Executive Committee for its good work. Unless there are any comments on this report, and I see no evidence of such, we will turn to item 3, reports of FAO-WHO regional coordinating committees. I will ask the coordinators one by one to provide a very short report. Each report should not exceed 3 minutes. Please abide by this consideration of all of us. And I should also note that substantive matters that are raised in meetings of these coordinating committees and referred to the attention of this commission will be discussed at the point at which the relevant items come up for discussion during our agenda. In other words, we will not take up discussion of substantive matters at this time, but only hear reports of these coordinating committees. coordinating committee, I'm sorry. Malaysia, please.
Thank you, Madam Chair. Sorry, you didn't see my flag up just now. I was still on agenda item 2. Distinguished delegates, speaking as the chair of the Codex Committee on Fats and Oils, with regards to the monitoring progress of standards development by the Executive Committee on the proposed draft and draft list of acceptable cargoes, I note that the Executive Committee has discussed this issue to some extent and had encouraged the Codex Committee on Fats and Oils to finalize its work on the list at its next session in 2011, while noting that, in general, the development of lists could delay the progress of Codex work. I take note of this advice from the Executive Committee. However, I would like to draw the attention of the Commission on these issues which are relevant to this matter. Firstly, as pointed out by some members of the Executive Committee, the scientific advice had been provided in 2006. Hence, the Codex Committee on Fats and Oils would need some time to resolve this matter. And secondly, with regards to the criteria used in the critical review on the 5-year timeline for standards, I do hope some degree of flexibility would be given, taking into account the fact that the committee actually meets once in 2 years and not annually, as some Codex committees do. With that, thank you.
Thank you, Malaysia. We will have an opportunity to discuss this matter when it comes up at the relevant point in the agenda. I'm sorry, you are actually correct. This will not come up in detail, so thank you for, I was incorrect. If there are no other comments, let's turn then to the reports of the FAO, WHO Regional Coordinating Committees, and begin with the Coordinating Committee for Africa. Coordinating Committee for Africa, the delegation of Ghana. Your report, please.
Thank you, Madam Chair. The 18th section of the Codex Coordinating Committee of Africa met in February 2009, February 27th. At our meeting, we had 187 delegates comprising members from 31 member countries, 5 observers, and 4 international organizations. Madam Chair, I must say that activities at the CC Africa has picked up, and at this meeting, it was agreed that the participation of developing countries in Codex was critical, and therefore member countries were encouraged to increase their participation in Codex activities. The committee acknowledged the immense role of the Codex Trust Fund, and in the long term advise countries to look at alternative support systems for the participation in Codex activities. The committee also identified several factors that contribute to improved participation in Codex, and these include strengthening of the national structures such as the Codex contact points, the national Codex committees, strengthening of infrastructure and human resource capacity, consistency of delegations attending the Codex meetings, and implementation of the CC Africa Strategic Plan. Madam Chair, the committee expressed appreciation for the opportunity to use Portuguese as a language of interpretation. is also express appreciation to FAO and WHO for the work in the area of capacity building and scientific advice. The full details of this report is in Alinom 09-3228. We are happy to welcome Djibouti to the CODEX community and also to CC Africa. Thank you.
Thank you very much. Coordinating Committee for Asia, the delegation from Indonesia, please.
Chair, good morning, ladies and gentlemen. Speaking from the Asia, first, we would like to inform that the 16th session of the CODEX Coordinator Committee meeting was held in Bali from 17th to 21st November 2008. The meeting was attended by 119 participants from 19 member countries and also 4 observer countries and 2 international organizations. And the meeting, CODEX Committee for Asia was able to finalize 3 regional standards and to agree on the draft regional standard for professional adoption. 3 regional standards will be considered by the Commission in later agenda item. In that session also, that meeting, we discussed about the strategic plan for CODEX Committee for Asia. Secondly, I would like to make a report or to inform to the Commission that before that, the coordinator meeting session, CODEX Secretariat had some regional training workshop on CODEX system. That training workshop was attended by the member country from Asia and also from Pacific region. This workshop is very good, and the facilitator, Mr. Raj Raja Saka from New Zealand, was very good lecturer or even facilitator, and also he gave some practical exercise, including mock assessment. This workshop was very useful for developing country, I think, especially for Asia and Pacific region. The third way, I also informed to the Commission that now we, Coordinator Asia, have a website, and this website will rotate it to the next coordinator, and hopefully this website will use for next 10 years. For this regard, on behalf of the CODEX Asia, we would like to thank to CODEX Secretariat to for giving assistance and also budgeting for the development of our website and also for our training workshop. Thank you very much, Madam Chair.
Thank you very much. Coordinating Committee for Europe, please. Delegation of Switzerland.
Thank you, Madam Chair. Madam Chairperson, ladies and gentlemen, Switzerland, as the outgoing regional coordinator for the Coordinating Committee for Europe, is pleased and honored to give an account of the 26th session of CC Euro, which took place in Warsaw, Poland, from 7th to 10th October 2008. First of all, we wish to express our deep and sincere gratitude to the government of the Republic of Poland for the excellent and really outstanding organization of this CC Euro session. Indeed, the joint venture between Switzerland and Poland was a very positive experience. Once again, thanks to the great efforts made by our Polish hosts. Madam Chair, you've instructed us to give very brief accounts of the of what was discussed at this session, so I will just refer very briefly to the summary and conclusions that delegates will find in Alinom 0932/19. First of all, the coordinating committee noted the need for improving horizontal communication of national experts attending different Codex committees in order to have consistent national positions. The committee also recognized that several members in the European region whose economies are in transition were eligible for the Codex Trust Fund and acknowledged the important support given by the Codex Trust Fund in funding participation of these countries at Codex sessions. But the committee also stressed that more capacity building was necessary in order to ensure that participation was effective. And in this respect, various capacity building alternatives were examined and different proposals were taken note of. The committee thanked FAO and WHO for their ongoing support to the Codex Alimentarius Commission and its subsidiary bodies through activities and programs on capacity building and scientific advice. Further, the committee noted that although many countries of the European region have taken many good initiatives in the area of nutrition and can report good progress, there still was a need for more work throughout the region in order to improve food safety and nutrition, and that support from FAO and WHO to member states of the region was very welcome in this regard. Finally, Madam Chair, ladies and gentlemen, the Coordinating Committee for Europe unanimously agreed to nominate Poland as the regional coordinator for Europe. The other substantial conclusions of the committee will be raised during the discussions this week. Thank you very much.
Thank you very much. Coordinating Committee for Latin America and the Caribbean. The delegation of Mexico, please.
Gracias, señora presidente. El comité de la 16ª reunión del Comité Coordinador de para América Latina y Caribe se llevó a cabo del 10 al 14 de noviembre en Acapulco, México, y se discutieron ampliamente temas de interés para la región como son la extensión y distribución simultánea de los reportes, el mandato de los comités coordinadores. Este tema se remitió al Comité de Principios Generales, el tema de consenso. Asimismo se tuvo una amplia discusión sobre los fondos y sobre el fondo fiduciario y cómo debería de reestructurarse. Sobre eso se presentó un documento que puede ser encontrado en el apéndice 2 de la LINOR 09 /32/36. Se aprobaron los trabajos futuros para culantro, coyote y lúcuma, muy importantes en la región. Y por último, se decidió unánimemente reelegir a México como coordinador regional. Entonces, brevemente. Gracias.
Thank you very much. Coordinating Committee for the Near East. Delegation of Tunisia, please.
شكرا سيد الرئيس. انعقدت الدورة الخامسة للجنة التنسيق الدستور الغذائي في إقليم الشرق الأدنى بتونس من 29 إلى 29 يناير 2009، وحضر هذه الدورة 44 مشاركا يمثلون 14 بلدا عضوا، بالإضافة إلى بلدين من خارج الإقليم يتمتعان بسفت مراقب ومنظمتين دوليتين. ومن أهم النتائج التي حصلت خلصت إليها اللجنة أذكر النقاط التالية. لقد أثنت اللجنة على كل من منظمة الأغذية والزراعة ومنظمة الصحة العالمية على عملهما في مجال بناء القدرات وأجزاء المشورة العلمية، وهما يشكلان أساسا متينا لعمل هيئة الدستور الغذائي. قامت اللجنة كذلك بتبادل آخر المعلومات عن نظام القطرية للرقابة عن الأغذية ومشاركة المستهلكين في وضع المواصفات الغذائية واستخدام مواصفات الدستور الغذائي على الصعيدين الوطني والإقليمي. وهنا أكد أعضاء اللجنة على ضرورة تطبيق مواصفات الدستور الغذائي من طرف كل البلدان حتى يسهل التبادل التجاري. وكما أشارت اللجنة إلى أن نظام الشبكة الدولية لمسؤولي سلام الأغذية هو نظام مفيد، واتفقت على ضرورة إدراج المعلومات المتاحة على هذا النظام بالإضافة إلى المعلومات عن حال تنفيذ اللوائح الصحية الدولية كبند دائم ضمن المعلومات الواردة من منظمة الأغذية والزراعة ومنظمة الصحة العالمية. اتفقت اللجنة على توزيع مشروع مدونة ممارسات مقترح الأغذية اللي تباع في الشوارع عند الخطوة الثالثة لإبداء الملاحظات عليه. واتفقت كذلك على إعداد وثائق مشاريع العمل الجديدة لصياغة مواصفات إقليمية للبن النواق ومعجون التمور ودبس التمور، وأوراق لمناقشة حول الصعوبات التي تعترض الإقليم عن تنفيذ مواصفات الدستور الغذائي، وحول تصنيف الأغذية استنادا إلى المخاطر. أما فيما يتعلق بالأعمال الجديدة فقد تقدم الأعضاء بخمسة مشاريع أعمال سنتداولها خلال هذه الهيئة، منها اثنتان لن نتداولها بما أن اللجنة أقرت إحالتها على لجان مختصة. كما خلصت اللجنة إلى ضرورة أن تبقى اختصاصات لجان التنسيق على حالها دون تغيير. وفي الأخير اتفق أعضاء اللجنة كذلك بالإجماع على توصية الدورة 32 لهيئة الدستور الغذائي بإعادة تعيين تونس كمنسق إقليمي للدستور الغذائي في الشرق الأدنى. شكرا.
Thank you very much, sir. Next, the Coordinating Committee for North America and the Southwest Pacific, delegation of Tonga, please.
Thank you, Madam Chair. The then session of the FAO, WHO Coordinating Committee for North America and Southwest Pacific, CZ Naswap, was held in Nuku'alofa, Tonga from the 28th to the 31st October 2008. The session was attended by delegates, by 39 delegates representing 11 member countries and 4 international organizations. The CZ Naswap considered the Codex Strategic Plan 2008 to 2013, and in particular, activity 4.5, the committee noted that some countries of the region had in place different mechanisms at different levels of development to ensure proper communication and consultation with interested parties, and that in some countries, national strategies underlined the need for horizontal coordination to develop consistent national position. Activity 5.4, the committee noted that the national codex committees or equivalent structure were in place in all countries of the region to discuss codex matters, and their role and functions varied among countries, and that efforts were ongoing in some countries to broaden the composition and the participation in the work of national codex committees in the private sector. Activity 5.5, the coordinating committee, noted that in countries of the region there are means to communicate and distribute information on codex and coordinating mechanisms to get more effective involvement for non-government organizations. The coordinating committee adopted the strategic plan for the NASWAP, CC NASWAP 2008 to 2013, this is the second for the region, and agreed to request the coordinator Tonga to monitor its implementation and present a report on the next session of CC NASWAP. CC NASWAP expressed its appreciation to FAO and the WHO for the efforts to support members through capacity building activities and urged for better coordination of capacity building activities in the region. It is also highlighted the need for more involvement of experts from developing countries in the FAO and WHO provision of scientific advice, use of data from all geographical regions, and highlighted the need to ensure that FAO, WHO risk assessment activities be adequately funded. Finally, the coordinating committee recognized the significant role and impact of the Codex Trust Fund to increase participation from Pacific Island countries, and noted the need to look beyond the life of the Trust Fund and consider future options for strengthening participation of developing countries in the work of Codex on a more sustainable basis. Thank you.
Thank you very much. I invite the Commission to take note of these reports, and we thank you all for your hard work in these important coordinating committees. We will next proceed with items, agenda items 16 and 17, which concern the appointment of regional coordinators and election of chairperson, vice chairpersons, and other members of the executive committee. I will turn the microphone to the secretariat.
Thank you very much, Madam Chair. The Commission's rules of procedure governing the composition of the Executive Committee require that not more than one delegate from any one country shall be a member of the Executive Committee. This is why the elections that we have to do at this session take place in a certain order. We will first proceed with the appointment of regional coordinators based on the nominations made by FAO WHO coordinating committees. As we have heard, we have for Africa, we have a nomination of Ghana to continue as coordinator for a second term. From Asia, we have a nomination for Indonesia to continue for a second term. From Europe, Switzerland has completed two terms, and we have a nomination for Poland to become new coordinator for Europe. For Latin America and the Caribbean, we have a nomination for Mexico to continue for a second term. For the Near East, we have nomination of Tunisia to continue for a second term. And for North America and the Southwest Pacific, we have a nomination for Tonga to continue for a second term. I will pause at this moment for a moment for the Commission to appoint the coordinators.
I invite the Commission to note these nominations and appoint them.
Thank you very much, Madam Chair. The next item would be the election of the chairperson of the Commission, and for this, nominations will start on Monday today at 1 o'clock and run to Tuesday at 12 o'clock. Nominations will be open during that period, and the, if necessary, elections will be held on Tuesday at 5:30 in the afternoon. The nomination period for vice chairpersons is on Wednesday between 9:30 and 3 o'clock in the afternoon, and any elections, if necessary, will be held on Wednesday afternoon at 5:30. For members elected of the executive committee or elected on a geographic basis, we have the nomination period open on Thursday between 9:30 and 3 o'clock in the afternoon, and any elections necessary will be held at 5:30 on Thursday. Thank you very much.
Thank you, Secretary. I invite the committee to note these arrangements and take necessary steps. We next turn our attention to agenda item 4, amendments to the procedural manual of the Codex Alimentarius Commission, and I turn the microphone to the secretariat.
Okay. Thank you very much, Madam Chair. Yes, as a matter of fact, a number of items have been proposed by different committees and have been reviewed by the Codex Committee on General Principles. So we can go through them fairly quickly. We can listen to any comments. Can we go item by item? The first item would be the draft nutritional risk analysis principles and guidelines for applications to the work of the Codex Committee on Nutrition and Foods for Special Dietary Uses, included in the relevant report of the committee. So this document had been adopted by the committee and has also been reviewed by the Committee for General Principles and is part of the ongoing development of risk analysis principles by all Codex General Subject Committees. I will close here for any comments.
Columbia, I believe that your fingers were over the letters of your flag, but I think it was Columbia. Thank you.
Sí, señora presidenta, gracias. Simplemente queremos una aclaración. Parece que hay una falta de entendimiento en la versión en español sobre la sección D del párrafo 7, que la leo, comillas, dice, en situaciones de ingesta insuficiente puede hacerse referencia a esa reducción de los riesgos mediante el tratamiento de la inadecuación como un beneficio nutricional. Si leemos con cuidado este párrafo, no se presenta muy claro en la versión en español. Simplemente esa es la aclaración para ver si se le da un mejor entendimiento en nuestro idioma. Gracias, señora presidenta.
Thank you very much, Delegation of Columbia. You have just raised a very important point, and that is that as the documents that we consider are translated into various languages, there are oftentimes inelegancies or inaccuracies that are introduced by translation. We would prefer that when you find such problems in the text, bring them to the Secretariat, and raise them to the Secretariat's attention. Please try to avoid bringing them up on the floor. If it's a language and translation problem, please bring it to the Secretariat and don't raise it on the floor. And thank you very much, Columbia, for reminding me of that point. The Secretariat will be very willing to look at your suggested correction. Thank you. Are there any other comments? I see no flags. Thank you. Let's move to the next item.
Now, thank you very much, Madam Chair. We were having some microphone problems. The next item is the proposed amendment to the working instructions for the implementation of the criteria approach in Codex. This is a follow-up to the first set of recommendations that was adopted already earlier. I will stop here for any comments.
Columbia, please.
Gracias, señora presidenta. Retomando sus palabras, esta precisión también fue enviada en unas observaciones por parte de Colombia, en lo siguiente, creo que estamos en el punto sobre la propuesta de enmienda de las directrices para los presidentes. En este punto, la versión en español le hace falta una aclaración importante en los siguientes términos. Dice el párrafo, cuando se llegue a una situación de estancamiento, punto muerto en el proceso de elaboración de normas, la presidencia
debería considerar la posibilidad de actuar como facilitador o de designar, esto es lo que le falta enseguida, de acuerdo con el comité del CODEX en cuestión, a un facilitador para trabajar durante la reunión. Esta es las palabras que son importantes que se agrega la versión en español del documento que se refiere a las instrucciones para los presidentes. Gracias, señora presidenta.
Thank you, Columbia. I will ask the secretary to respond.
Thank you very much, Madam Chair. As a matter of fact, Columbia made that comment, and it is a valid comment, but we are not at that item yet, because we were still treating a text coming from the Codex Committee on Methods of Analysis and Sampling. And we come to the amendments coming out of the CCGP at the end of this document, as we're taking each proposal individually. Thank you. I can continue. Thank you very much, Madam Chair. If I take it, there were no comments on the first proposal from the CCMAS. There is a second item coming out of that committee, because they are consequential amendments to the general criteria for the selection of methods of analysis, in brackets, terminology. Thank you very much.
Are there any comments on this document? I see no flags. Thank you very much. It is adopted. The next document. Secretary, please.
Thank you very much, Madam Chair. The next item is actually what the delegation of Colombia started to address. It is the proposed amendment to the guidelines to chairpersons of Codex committees and ad hoc intergovernmental task forces, describing the possibility to look into appointing a facilitator in case of difficult discussions. The proposal from Colombia is valid one. There was something missing from the Spanish text, so that will be done in the Spanish version. But I pause for any other comments. Thank you.
Thank you. Are there any comments from the delegates on this item, please? Malaysia, please.
Thank you, Madam Chair, for this opportunity to intervene on this agenda item. Our written comment in relation to this item is in document Elinom 09/32/4A, and as the Secretary has mentioned, it's in relation to the guide to the chairperson. We are specifically referring to the possibility of appointing a facilitator in cases when this is needed. Malaysia does not rule out the possibility of a facilitator playing a role here. However, we are concerned about the possible lack of transparency in this process. Madam Chair, if the committee wishes to proceed with the proposed amendment to have a facilitator, Malaysia proposes to add the three bullets mentioned in paragraph 82 of Elinom 09/32/33. This is to improve the whole process of selection of facilitator as well as the work and output from this facilitator. The three bullets, if I may quickly mention this here, they are contained in paragraph 82 of Elinom 09/32/33, namely, number one, the committee concerned should clearly state the terms of reference of the facilitator. Madam Chair, the second point is facilitator should be experienced in Codex matters, but neutral on the matter concerned. Madam Chair, the third bullet we are proposing to add is all parties participating in the process should agree on the selection of the facilitator. Thank you, Madam Chair.
Thank you very much, Malaysia. Are there any comments on this proposed addition by Malaysia to this text. Chile, please.
Gracias, señora presidenta. Nos parece que son coherentes ambas adiciones, la propuesta tanto de Colombia, que apoyamos, como la de Malasia, van en el mismo sentido de poder desarrollar mediante estos facilitadores, llegar a consenso, que va a ser uno de los temas debatidos posteriormente, pero ayuda en las directrices de los presidentes el que se pueda dar los términos de referencia y cómo transparentemente se defina qué acción tendrán y qué ámbito de acción deberán desarrollar los facilitadores. Gracias, señora presidenta.
Thank you, Chile. It does seem that these are reasonable further explanations. Are there any other comments? If not, I propose that we could adopt the suggestions of Malaysia. I see no flags. They're adopted. Thank you very much. Ah, I'm sorry. Brazil.
Just to comment our support to the proposals made by Colombia and by Malaysia, especially those which treat the issue of transparency, which is a crucial issue we have to deal with here. Thank you very much.
Indeed. Thank you, Brazil. These will be adopted. And let's turn next to, I'll ask the Secretary to take up the next item. Secretary, please.
Thank you very much, Madam Chair. The next item actually concerns an amendment to the terms of reference of the Codex Committee on General Principles. Looking at these the way they were written, there was just an enumeration of things that the committee had done in the past. This is not common practice that we use in other committees. It was therefore proposed that the terms of reference should just shortly read, to deal with such procedural and general matters as are referred to it by the Codex Alimentarius Commission, which is actually what is happening in the CCGP presently. Thank you very much.
Thank you, Mr. Secretary. Are there any comments on this proposal? Malaysia, please.
Thank you, Madam Chair. On this particular item on terms of reference, amendment to the terms of reference, our written documents are in Elinom 09/32/4A. We appreciate effort to clean up the terms of reference to improve the terms of reference as was discussed in the last session of the CCGP. However, Malaysia does not agree with the final proposal for these terms of reference, which is now a very general line, a very general description of the terms of reference of this very important Codex Committee on General Principles. We feel that this one sentence, terms of reference, is inadequate for such an important committee. The terms of reference of CCGP, Madam Chair, need to be carefully developed. This is because it is an overarching committee whose decisions have implications on the work of other subsidiary bodies of Codex. It is also timely to do so in view that CAC is in the process of implementing the strategic plan. Madam Chair, ladies and gentlemen, Malaysia is proposing that the Commission request the CCGP to undertake a detailed review of the terms of reference in the next session of the committee. Malaysia proposes that CCGP be given time to carefully consider to put in terms of reference that is adequate for this very important committee of Codex Committee on General Principles. Thank you, Madam Chair.
Thank you very much, Malaysia. We note that you made this comment at the General Principles Committee, your delegation did. It was not supported there, and so we turn the question to this commission. Are there comments, please? I believe I saw Canada. Please turn it this way. Thank you very much.
Thank you, Madam Chair. On this issue, Canada's of the view that cleaning up as has been intended here is indeed worthwhile, and since the acceptance procedure has indeed been abolished, that the reference to forms of acceptance is appropriate for deletion. However, deletion of the entire sentence has the effect of removing the reference to development of a mechanism for examining economic impact statements. And as a result, in our view, deletion of that part of the sentence goes further than we believe to be appropriate, and we therefore would propose that it be prudent to retain the reference to the examining economic impact in the terms of reference. Thank you.
Thank you very much, Canada. Are there any other flags? Singapore, please.
Singapore will support Malaysia's position to refer the matter back to the CCGP to deliberate on the terms of reference. I think if we are just giving such a brief terms of reference, we probably will be glossing over the important roles of the CCGP. It is very important because CCGP has decision made by CCGP has an overarching effect on all the other committees, and it should be given due recognition and due roles of in terms of reference. Thank you, Madam Chair.
Thank you, Malaysia. Thailand, please.
Thank you, Madam Chair. Thailand has no objection to delete the second sentence. However, we recognize the very important duty of CCGP. Therefore, Thailand suggests for further elaboration of the TOR to respond to the increasing need of member countries and to support the strategic plan. Thank you.
Thank you, Thailand. Any other comments, please? I see no flags. Thank you, delegates. Having heard several comments now, thinking it probably unwise to make any change at this time, and understanding that CCGP can consider changes in its terms of reference, we can ask it to have a look at this matter. Take that up at its next session. Thank you, delegates.